By learning how to repurpose content across all of your social media channels, you can work smarter, not harder, and make the most of your time and resources. Today, I'm going to talk about exactly how to do that. My name is Christina Dennis, and I've been a DIY decor content creator since 2009. What started as a passion for transforming drab spaces into vibrant havens has now turned into something bigger, something life-changing. I'm supporting our entire family with the income from the DIY Mommy blog, YouTube channel, and social media platforms. But it didn't happen overnight. It took countless hours of brainstorming, creating, and sharing content about what I love the most, budget-friendly DIY decor and home improvement projects. Now I'm ready to share all of my secrets, tips, and strategies that helped me turn my passion for DIY decor into a full-time career supporting my family along the way. Are you ready to transform your hobby into a successful career? Welcome to the Six Figure Creator Podcast. Hello, hello, and welcome to today's The Six Figure Creator Podcast. Thank you so much for being here once again. If you're listening to this on a Tuesday, I am going to be in Palm Springs at a conference called Alt Summit as you're listening. So I'm very excited for that, pre-recording this podcast so that I can get all my work done and then be off to Palm Springs next week. Alt Summit is essentially a creative women entrepreneur conference. So I always feel so inspired and encouraged by fellow creators, everybody's from bloggers to YouTubers to small business owners to artists, lots of creativity and inspiration abounds there. So I cannot wait to go. Plus, it's going to be nice and warm and there's palm trees, so you can't beat that. Today, I want to talk about a topic that I have found incredibly helpful over the years as a content creator, and that is how to repurpose content across social media channels. As a DIY decor blogger, influencer, etc., you're probably no stranger to making beautiful blog posts filled with step-by-step tutorials and inspiring design ideas. But did you know that with a little strategic planning, you can take that content, breathe new life into it across various platforms like YouTube, Pinterest, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok? So today I want to explore how to maximize your efforts and reach a wider audience while working smarter and not harder. If you're like me, you have 10 million things on the go. I am a mom of three girls. I own a business. I have multiple eggs in multiple baskets within that business. I'm selling a product now. I have a YouTube channel. I have a blog. I have Instagram, TikTok, all of these things. And it can definitely get overwhelming. So I'm always thinking about how I can be smart with the work that I'm doing because I have a limited time to do everything that I want to do. So I'm going to share with you some of the methods that I use to repurpose content that have really helped me with time management and creating essentially more across various platforms and therefore eventually being able to make more money across all those various platforms. And I hope that it inspires you and helps you to do the same so that you can also work smarter and not harder and longer hours. So let's talk about making a beautiful blog post. And this is usually where I start, but after this, I'll talk about kind of a second method that you can do this. So let's talk about writing that killer DIY decor blog post. I'll just talk to my fellow DIY decor bloggers, but this is really going to apply to any sort of niche in the influencer slash content creator world. Your blog is your hub. It's your home where you share your passion for all things DIY or whatever you're doing. And I would highly recommend everybody in the content creation business to make sure they have their own blog. Your blog, your domain name, you own that. You control that, whereas all of the other social medias you do not control. They could shut down at any point in time, right? They could take your account away. They could go bankrupt, all of these things. Change their terms and conditions, own your stuff, who knows, right? So having your own blog as your home base, I think, is extremely important. So usually when I'm crafting content, I start with my blog post. So when creating a blog post, you want to do, number one, a compelling headline and an introduction. The title and the headline of your blog post should capture the attention of your listener, your reader, rather, right away. I find numbers really work. I find having a problem and solution in a title really work. You want to think of your audience's problem and have that solution right in the title. You also want to make sure you have clear and concise instructions, especially if you're doing a DIY project and you want to break it down into easy to follow steps. So I love using bullet points, numbered lists, and lots of step-by-step images, which we'll talk about later. You also want to make sure you have beautiful pictures. Pictures are worth 1,000 words. We know this, especially in the world of DIY and decorating. So you want to plan for high quality photos of your finished project to include into your blog post, as well as in progress shots to illustrate each step. Now you can take these as you film videos. So you know, stop filming your video, take these photos, or you can even pull screenshots out of a video if you're shooting in high resolution and focusing on your subject. And I'm going to talk about filming your project in the next little bit. Some more helpful tips and tricks for blog posts. Share your insider knowledge and expertise to make the project as seamless as possible for your readers. You don't have to be as complicated with your blog post as you might think, and I've definitely learned this over the years. Then you want to end it off with a call to action or a CTA and encourage your reader to maybe comment on your blog post, tell you what they think, tell you if they've done a similar project, share, maybe ask them to share on social media, subscribe to your newsletter, just some sort of action that they can take. Okay, so that's blog post, which I think is the number one thing to concentrate on. And you can monetize your blog post, or your blog rather, with an ad network. If you want to hear about that, I can talk about that in another podcast. Just let me know. Let's talk about making a YouTube video now. So this is number two, transforming your blog post into a YouTube video script. So now that you've crafted your epic blog post, you can take it to the next level by repurposing that into a captivating YouTube video. So here's how you can adapt your blog content into a video script. First, outline your video, outline the key points of your blog post. Think about how you can visually demonstrate each step of the DIY project and engage your audience throughout the video. You want to add an engaging hook in your script in the first 3 seconds of the video. And this is very, very important. It's kind of like a title of a blog post, but you want to really capture your listener's attention. The next thing you're going to want to do with your video that's, you know, even something a little bit extra on top of your blog post is to inject your unique personality and flair into your YouTube video script. So in YouTube, you can take some time to share anecdotes, behind the scenes moments, and more personal things if you want to connect with your viewers on a deeper level. And sometimes people will do these a little bit further into the video so that you're not taking up that valuable real estate at the top of the video. Next, you're gonna want to optimize your video. So keep your video dynamic and engaging by incorporating lots of different visuals and scenes, music, and on-screen text. Break up longer segments of talking head with B-roll footage, close-up shots to maintain that viewer interest. And I wouldn't worry so much about this if you are a new YouTuber, because you will see what sort of pace your audience likes to see, but it's definitely something that you can continue working on as you grow. And I'm still working on the pace of my videos, that's for sure. Include a call to action in your YouTube video, just like in your blog post. Don't forget to include that CTA at the end of your video. Encourage viewers to like, comment, and subscribe to your channel for more inspiration. Now, I want to say that sometimes I do this blog post to video workflow the other way around. So for example, I'll write a very rough point form video script, I'll shoot and edit my whole YouTube video, and then I'll take that and turn that video into multiple blog posts. This reverse method works really well for me when I'm doing roundup style videos, where I'm sharing multiple DIY projects in one video. Then I can turn the video of, say, 10 dollar store DIY ideas into 10 separate blog posts, each featuring a separate DIY. So yeah, sometimes I do a blog and then turn that into a video, or then maybe I'll do a video and turn that into a blog. This is, you know, you can kind of do it either way, dependent on what works for you. Okay, so now that we have our blog post of our topic that we're sharing, we have the YouTube video of the topic, if you are on YouTube, which I also recommend that too. We're going to talk about the third thing, which is filming for multiple platforms. And this is the fun part. You're going to film your DIY project in a way that allows for easy repurposing across multiple social media platforms. So here are my tips and tricks for that. Number one, when you're filming your YouTube video, make sure that you're shooting nice wide shots. When you're setting up your camera, opt for those wide shots that capture the entire scene. And you might want to get a special lens for this, even later on in your content creator journey. This gives you the flexibility to crop and edit the footage later for different aspect ratios. So you shoot a YouTube video in 16:9, so it's horizontal. And typically now all of the short form videos on other social channels are the other way, 9:16. So they are tall and vertical. So if you keep your subject around the center of your frame when shooting horizontal for YouTube and within that middle third of the frame, you should be able to crop that into a vertical video and still have your subject in the frame. You also want to shoot in sections, so break down your DIY project or your decorating project into smaller sections and film each step separately. This makes it easier to edit and rearrange the footage to fit the requirements of various platforms. You've probably noticed that short form videos are very fast paced. Maybe there's even only 2 seconds, 3 seconds of each scene showing, whereas on YouTube, you could maybe even go for a full minute on one scene. You also want to experiment with angles and perspectives. So get creative with your camera angles to add visual interest to your videos. Mix wide shots and close-ups and overhead shots to showcase different aspects of the project. And you can use these clips in both your short-form videos and your long YouTube videos. You'll also want to shoot high-quality video. So film horizontally in at least 1920x1080p and ensure your focus on your subject is crystal clear. And this way you'll have the option of taking screenshots from your edited video and using them as step-by-step photos in your blog post or in your socials. And often I will take the final beauty shots in both vertical and horizontal video. So that means the finished project, the finished DIY, the finished room, I'll do a little swipe of the space horizontally, 1920x1080, and then I'll do it by flipping my camera vertical and doing that same shot. And that way I have these beautiful crystal clear shots in both of the aspect ratios. Okay, so number four, let's talk about editing a long YouTube video and short videos. Once you have your footage, you can edit it with your favorite video editing software. I use Adobe Premiere Pro. I've used it for many years, but CapCut is also a good editing program and it's free. So you want to start by editing the YouTube video, because when editing your YouTube video, your long form video first, typically these long horizontal videos are anywhere from 5 to 20 minutes long, and you want to make that great storyline, you want to take your time on this, and you want to add lots of detail. And then next, you can break that down into short form videos. So once your YouTube video is edited, you can decide how you want to break it up into shorter videos for TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube Shorts, and even Pinterest. I put quite a few short form videos on Pinterest, and lots of them perform quite well. You may want to craft a short vertical video trailer for your main YouTube video, or you may want to break up the larger DIY decor project featured in the video into smaller tips and tricks to share as short videos. You can do either tactic or all of the tactics. It's completely up to you. Next, you may want to consider re-recording a voiceover for your shorts. You can use your original narration or your voiceover from your YouTube video for the shorts. Alternatively, you can record a whole new voiceover with a hook crafted specifically for the short. And I've had a lot of success with this because I find a really succinct, interesting verbal hook performs very well in a short form video. Thirdly, you could also consider no voiceover whatsoever for short videos and then add trending music post-production right in the social media platform. Finally, let's talk about repurposing content with scheduling tools. And this is really important if you don't have a lot of time and you want to really maximize the time that you have. So now that you have your blog post, YouTube video, and your social media shorts all ready to go, it's time to streamline your content distribution using scheduling tools. So number one, do some batch content creation. Set aside dedicated time to create and film multiple pieces of content in one sitting. This allows you to stay in the creative flow and maintain consistency across your platforms. There are certain days of the week where I feel a lot more energetic than others, or I actually feel like I want to do my makeup, and those are the days that I choose to film. And I usually film, you know, two or three different video concepts on those days. And then there's other days that I just kind of feel like I want to laze around with my sweatpants or my pajamas on and my hair up and no makeup. And those are the days I love editing and writing blog posts. Next, schedule ahead. Take advantage of scheduling tools like Hootsuite, Buffer, or Later to plan and schedule your social media posts in advance. This frees up your valuable time to focus on other aspects of your DIY business while ensuring a steady stream of content for your audience. And don't forget, you can also use the native scheduling tools in each social media platform. And now in Meta, you can schedule out reels in Facebook and Instagram, and I found that extremely helpful. Don't forget also about cross-promotion. Cross-promote your content across different platforms to maximize visibility and engagement. And here's where those short-form video trailers come in. You can make a cute little trailer that points people right to your long-form YouTube video. And if you've monetized YouTube, that's a great way to help bring people to your monetized platform. How often should you post videos on YouTube, on blog posts, on social posts? I shared a podcast a few podcasts ago about making a content calendar and my thoughts on this. So I will link that down in the show notes below, or head on over to thesixfigurecreator.com and search content calendar. I also have a free content calendar download, so check that out. All right, now I want to hear from you. How do you plan to repurpose your content across social media channels? I would love to hear your tips and insights in the comments of today's podcast in the show notes at thesixfigurecreator.com. I'll leave a link to the show notes down in the description. Let's inspire each other to take our content creation businesses to the next level, and I will talk to you again in a couple of weeks.